In the condo.
Jay, time to go. Get your stuff together.
Hey, after you drop him off at his mom's, you want to see a movie?
Sure, that sounds good.
Cool. Enjoy.
Charlie gives Alan money.
Why don't you just tell me you've got a girl coming over?
I didn't want to rub your nose in it.
Thanks.
She's gorgeous, by the way.
Wonderful. Why are you putting Jake's stuff all over the house?
Because I want this girl to see. I'm not just another jerk trying to get her into bed. I'm a loving uncle.
Who's trying to get her into bed?
That's the loving part. Oh, this is the book I read to him at bedtime.
He carefully tosses it onto the floor.
You don't read it, Jake.
That's why you're going to the movies.
Okay, ready to go.
Hey, is your skateboard still out by the front door?
Oh, sorry, I'll bring it in.
No. Leave it there. See, I do this thing where I kind of trip over it, then I bitch a little bit. You know, I'm harried, but lovable.
You got everything?
Yep.
What about your school books?
All right.
So, what time are you expecting Little Red Riding Hood?
Oh, and I'm the big bad wolf. Very clever, and not a bad game to play later.
Hey, I got my school books.
And your homework?
Oh.
Jake trudges off again.
You took half the energy you put into manipulating casual sexual encounters and used it to actually build a relationship, you'd be a lot happier.
Hard to imagine.
Are you saying you never want to settle down?
You mean get married? Let me tell you something, Bunky. If you've got someone to clean your house and do your shopping, and you're getting some action on a regular basis, the only reason you need a wife is if you have some sick compulsion to give away half your stuff.
What about kids?
I already got one. And the best part is he leaves before we get sick of each other, right, dude?
Bye, dude.
Okay, let's go.
Bye, Uncle Charlie.
See you next week.
Where are your shoes?
All right.
At Judith's.
Since the divorce, I've gained 8 pounds. And not 1 ounce went to my boobs.
Listen to me, Kathleen. I thought I missed my husband, too, but it turned out to be just a little prescription mix-up.
Hi, Mom.
And there's my big boy. Don't I get a hug?
Nope, God, you're in the lizard.
Boys.
Hey.
Oh, hi, Alan.
He left his homework in the car.
Oh, thank you. Hang on, I have some bills you need to pay.
Great. Hope they're really big ones.
Judith's group looks at him strangely.
Alan.
The women nod.
It must be Judith's support group. It's funny because I'm kind of supporting her too. It's not funny, haha, so much as not funny. Ooh, cookies. Maybe this will take the taste of food out of my mouth. So, who's the little baker among us?
The women look at him with icy expressions.
Foot.
Jake comes back.
Sure, sweetie.
You are so cute.
I know.
You have a girlfriend yet?
No, I'm a bachelor like my Uncle Charlie.
So you're never gonna get married?
No, as long as I got someone to clean my house and some action on a regular basis, I don't need a wife.
Excuse me?
I don't want to give anybody half my stuff.
All eyes turn to Alan.
Men.
2.5 men. Evening's fallen as Charlie stands on the condo veranda with his pretty copperhead date.
This is my favorite part of the house. I call it God's room.
Are you religious?
Oh, Tiffany, how can you not be when you look at something like that?
He studies her out of the corner of his eye.
In fact, I'm always telling my little nephew, what's important is this. Not the big house or the fancy car or all the expensive toys I'm always buying him.
He picks up a toy car from the wooden railing and discreetly throws it away.
Wow, you're amazing. I don't know many guys that would make room in their lives for somebody else's child.
Hey, he's family. What kind of a man doesn't make room in his life for his own family?
They're about to kiss.
Well, look, it's my brother Alan, who I also made room in my life for. Excuse me.
He heads inside.
Bro!
And shuts the veranda door.
All right, you moron. What part of stay out of the house so I can run around naked with a hot chick didn't you understand?
I'm sorry, I'm too depressed to sit through a movie.
Then you figured ruining my evening would cheer you up? You know, the movie was just a suggestion. Go bowling, go sit on the curb, I don't care.
Leave me alone.
Who's that?
Judith, again, she's really upset with me.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Now get out.
Get out, she's upset with me because of you.
Oh, well, that's different. But still, get out.
Your sexist, manipulative attitude towards women just got into Jake's head and he spewed it out in front of his mother's angry women's support group.
Wait a minute. Is it a women's support group that's angry or a support group just for angry women?
What difference does it make?
Well, if they're already angry, then I'm less culpable. Okay, what did Jake say?
Oh, not much. He just parroted your line about how women are only good for sex and cleaning the house.
Oh, Charlie, he didn't really say that.
What I said was is that there's really no reason to get married if you've already got somebody to clean and...
Tiffany stares and Charlie turns to Alan.
You want to go to the movies with me?
Daytime and Charlie holds a video game.
Man, Jake's gonna love this video game. Listen to this. 16 levels of ultra-realistic murder and mayhem. 24 flesh-ripping weapons. Plus gratuitous nudity.
Let me see that. Scooter's magic tree fort?
Scooter's a zombie.
Alan throws the game down and Charlie checks the caller ID on his phone.
It's Tiffany.
She's still talking to you after last weekend?
Well, what can I tell you? I'm hard to stay mad at. Hello? Oh, hey, Tiff. I've been thinking about you all week.
He shrugs to Alan.
Yeah, we did get off to a bad start and I really blame myself. No, I'd love to try again.
I'm gonna go get Jake, but I'll leave the front door unlocked in case Satan shows up to collect your soul.
Wait a minute, Alan. I gotta put you on hold a sec, too. How come Judith's not bringing him over?
I don't know. Judith asked me to do it, and I just got tired of arguing.
She's still busting your chops about what Jake said? Look, blame it on me. Tell her I'm sorry.
But she won't buy it.
Sure she will. Women are suckers for a good apology. Just keep shoveling it on till roses start growing in it.
Poor Satan. He'll come for your soul and he'll leave empty-handed.
Alan leaves and Charlie returns to the call.
Hey, Tiff, I'm back. Whoa, that's kind of harsh. Hey, wait a minute. Hello?
He looks at the handset.
I see. That's not the hold button.
Judith answers her door to Alan.
Hey, is Jake ready?
Not exactly. Maybe you should come in for a second.
Judith, how many times have I asked you to have him ready when I...
The women's group's there.
Hello.
Sit down, Alan. We want to talk to you.
We?
Yes. Sit down.
Okay. I guess I can stay for a minute.
He walks stiffly over to the couch and sits between Judith and another woman.
No cookies.
No cookies. Alan, Jake is not here.
Why not? Where is he?
He's sleeping over at a friend's.
What are you talking about? This is my time with him.
Yes, I know, but Judith feels she can no longer allow her son to be exposed to the toxic influence of your brother.
Whoa, wait a second. We have a custody agreement.
Yes, but Judith feels that the welfare of her son supersedes that.
You can't do this.
Yes, she can.
Who are you?
They're my friends.
Wait, what the hell do your friends have to do with this?
We love and support her.
And we won't let you bully her.
Wait, okay. First of all, can the person I talk to be the person who answers me?
That's fair.
Okay, I don't want to talk to you people. This is between me and Judith.
You're absolutely right. Judith, tell him what we agreed. Okay, you can see Jake on weekends, but not at Charlie's house.
But that's where I live.
I'm sorry, Alan, but you're just going to have to choose between your son and your brother.
Well, you know what? Maybe I have a problem with Jake being in this toxic environment. And I am not leaving until you bitter old crones are out of my house and I have my kid back.
He puts on a tough stance and the women stare at him.
All right, you can stay, but I want my kid.
Kathleen folds her arms and they keep staring.
Okay, I'll go.
He leaves.
Morning.
Hey.
Charlie looks around.
Where are the pancakes?
What pancakes?
You always make pancakes on Saturday morning.
I make them for Jake. Jake's not here.
Kind of weird without him, huh?
Yes.
Would it lift your spirits if you made pancakes for me? I'm sorry, ma'am. I told you to blame it all on me.
Charlie, they had moved way past blame. It was more like a jihad. Except with no cookies.
The big mistake was dealing with them as a group. The trick with women is to split them off from the herd one by one. Otherwise, they spook and you risk a stampede. Kind of like buffalo. In fact, I'll bet that's where that song comes from. Buffalo gals, won't you come out tonight? Come out tonight.
Do you hear yourself? Buffalo gals, are you insane? This is the kind of talk that started this whole mess.
I didn't write the song, Alan.
Berta, the cleaner.
Morning.
Morning, Berta.
What, no pancakes?
Jake's not here this weekend.
Why not?
He glares at Charlie.
Apparently Jake took something I said out of context and repeated it in front of his mother, and she overreacted, as is her nature.
What did you say, numbnuts?
All I said was, if your domestic chores are taken care of by one woman, and you have an active sexual life with other women, you don't necessarily need yet another woman with whom to tie the matrimonial knot.
Oh, and which category do I come in under?
Well, I gotta say it's the sweet loving, Berta, because this place is a mess.
Rose comes in.
Morning, everybody. I brought real maple syrup for the pancakes.
There's no pancakes, Rose.
Because Jake's not here.
Because Charlie's an idiot.
Oh, why? I mean, why is Jake not here, not why is Charlie an idiot?
Because we know that.
Hello? Where's my grandson?
Oh, God, make this stop.
Good morning, all.
Hi, Mom.
Morning.
So where's Jake?
Ask Charlie.
Yeah, ask him.
Well, Charlie?
The three women stare and Charlie turns to Alan.
See? Just like buffalo.
Judith's on the phone in her living room.
No, Evelyn, I'm sorry. I certainly want you to be able to spend time with your grandson, but I just don't want him around Charlie. Why? What do you think? That's right. No, his attitude toward women is not a reflection on you or how you raised him. Yes, it is. Look, there's someone at the door. I've got to go. No, Evelyn, I don't think this would seem less important if I was getting a little.
The women's group looks shocked as she answers the door to Charlie.
Judith, can we talk about this?
There's nothing to talk about, Charlie.
Okay. Don't talk. Just listen. I love Jake, and I would never intentionally do anything to influence him in a negative way.
I don't care about your intentions.
Okay, I'm a jerk. I'm immature. I'm self-centered. Hi, I'm Charlie.
Yes, we've heard about you.
And I'll bet none of it's good. I'm sorry, what is your name?
Linda.
Linda, really? I once had my heart broken by a woman named Linda.
Charlie, we're having a meeting.
And I'll bet it was about me. Am I right? Come on, be honest.
Mandy.
Mandy. I love that song, Mandy.
Charlie?
Listen, I know I can't come in here and ask to be forgiven for some of the stupid things I've said in front of Jake. But I do have the right to say I'm sorry, don't I?
I suppose.
Thank you. And you are?
Kathleen.
Kathleen, a fine Irish name.
Well, half Irish on my mother's side.
Are you and your mom close?
Yeah, I guess.
I envy that, Kathleen. Me and my mom...
Okay, Charlie, give it a rest. We're not a bunch of sorority girls you can charm with your big brown eyes.
And nice smile.
Mandy gazes at him.
Thank you, Mandy. Linda, I admit, I sometimes relate to women on a very superficial level, but I think that's because deep down, I have intimacy issues that probably go back to my mom.
My mother crippled me emotionally.
You too?
And I am so afraid I'm making the same mistakes with my daughter.
Well, you know what,
Ruth.
Ruth. That's the same fear I have with Jake, Ruth. I've clearly made mistakes, but that's because I'm human. And after all, what are we trying to do with our children other than to raise them as humans?
Oh, stop it, Charlie. Our children? You have no children.
That's true.
Although I don't think it's fair to throw it in my face. I mean, some of us haven't been blessed with the little ones the way you have.
That was uncalled for, Judith.
Judith looks stunned.
Look, I'm being real upfront with you about the mistakes I've made with Jake, how I've influenced him. But let's talk for a minute about how he's influenced me. How this little boy has made me a better man.
The group looked touched.
Oh, dear God, you're not going to listen to this crap, are you? No, I will not. Shh. He's lying to you. That's all he does. Lie, lie, lie. You've got to believe me.
It's okay. It's all right, Judith. We're all here for you.
Charlie hugs her. Later, the women's group are on his veranda.
Okay, who's ready for a refill?
He trips over a bike.
Ooh, that kid. What are you gonna do?
Charlie, where's the little girl's room?
It's down the hall to the right. And around here, we leave the seat up, so don't just drop trow and back in.
Oh, you're terrible!
I'm serious. I'm not coming in there with the shoehorn. Oh. You're getting a little pink there, Kathy. Turn around. I'll put some more suntan lotion on your back.
Okay.
Inside, Linda bumps into Alan.
Hi, Alan.
Hello.
You have a lovely home.
Thank you. What's happening?
Oh, a bunch of us came over to have a little wine in God's room. Why didn't you join us?
Thank you.
She goes into the bathroom.
What the hell?
Girls, won't you come out tonight? Come out tonight. Come out tonight.
Charlie waves at Alan, who waves back in a daze. Alan answers the door to Judith and Jake.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, pal. What's going on?
I want my friends back.
Sorry, what?
Hey, Uncle Charlie.
There he is. How you doing, buddy? We missed you around here.
I slept over at Toby's house.
Cool.
Jake, honey, go put your stuff in your room.
Okay.
Staying?
Okay, here's the deal. We go back to the original custody arrangement, but with one new condition.
What's that?
Charlie agrees to never, ever enter my house again.
Done. You want some wine?
Charlie? Yeah, sure, why not?
Judith takes the bottle and strolls onto the veranda.
How?
No, absolutely.
I told you, I'm hard to stay mad at. Anyway, they're your problem now. I'm gonna hang with Jake till Tiffany gets here.
Charlie swaggers off, and Alan looks over uneasily at the veranda full of women. ITFC audio description.
Men, 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 manly men, men.